there was a crawfish explosion, population explosion down there. And they came out like mosquitoes. Great big old crawfish. And when the water went down, you could go down there with a 5-gallon bucket and just scoop them up out of the ditches. And my next door neighbor went down there in a pickup truck and came back with a whole back end of his pickup truck full of crawfish. That's right. You know, it was just an explosion of crawfish. They had all of this water and terrain to breed and to produce, and they just exploded down there.
Okay, the sort of things that you would see around a pond.
Frogs, bullfrogs, tadpoles, small fishes, minnows, snakes, water snakes.
What do you fish with when you fish?
Usually a pole and a line, but the last time I fished, I was fishing for sea trout down on Chandler Island in the Gulf of Mexico. And we caught some flounders, we caught some trout, and
the type you dig out of the ground, the bait.
Worms, you know.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the fish we dig out of the ground with the bait, and I was trying to think, you threw me there. No, you get worms. You can also get fish with crickets, fish with minnows, fish with some kind of a bug, a grub. And you can also fish with catfish bait, uses a type of sour, sometimes they have a sour cheese looking. The smell's awful.
I used to use the eggs from a nest.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a grub,
a type of a grub.
The big kind of lively type worm you got, what'd you call that?
Is that a red worm? Yeah, you're not talking to a real average fisherman, so I'm giving you a lot of secondhand information. I have to get my son-in-law in there, and he can really...
Okay. Well, if you're going to put the boat in the water, you say you're going to...
Launch the boat.
Now, something else, these have hard shells. You see them around the turtle?
Yeah.
What do they call the one that is on land?
There's a terrapin in it.
You ever heard of a cooter?
Cooter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an expression that I guess the blacks started. I'm just guessing that because they call them a coot all the time. And you've got a box turtle that folds up in the front. You've got a soft shell turtle. You've got a snapping turtle.
The type frogs you see in your garden, the ones that leak on you all the time, you try to pick them up.
That would be more of a terrapin, wouldn't it? Yeah, a terrapin would stay more on land, as I understand it, than a regular turtle would.
All right, what about frogs now? You mentioned bullfrogs.
Well, you have bullfrogs, then you have a toad frog, tree frog, this type of thing.
The insects that would fly around the light at night. And,
well, that's all kinds, but you may be talking about a mosquito or a moth.
Yeah, you get these. Do you have problems
with mosquitoes?
Moth?
Well, of course, the moth is what gives us most of our trouble. That's just our cotton insects, worms, and things like that come from a moth. So as far as, but from a moth just bothering us, other than the bollworm moth, are the different types of bollworms, and they're all kinds, beet army worms. There's a cabbage looper, and there's a regular army worm, and there's a tobacco butt worm, and all of these come from a moth.